Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 16th, 2023. Germany warns of an extremist threat after a remigration plot was uncovered. A Russian national residing in California pleads guilty to aiding a terrorist group. Somali militants kill one and abduct five others in an attack on a UN helicopter. And US officials warn of a possible Hezbollah attack on American soil. Let's get into these stories. Germany's interior minister is sounding the alarm about an escalating extremist threat following the revelation of an alleged remigration plot spearheaded by the Alternative for Germany party. A German-based investigative media outlet exposed the plot in a January 10th report after its reporters uncovered a meeting held between a close aide of AfD co-leader Alice Weidel and two members of the Christian Democratic Union of Germany party at a hotel near Potsdam, Germany in November. Discussions reportedly included an Austrian extremist's proposal for the mass deportation of asylum seekers, foreigners with the right to reside in Germany, and German citizens who have not assimilated. A spokesman for Weidel said the co-leader had no knowledge of the meeting's content or guest list, but confirmed the participation of close aide Roland Hartwig. Chancellor Olaf Scholz stated Germany will not tolerate, quote, fanatics with assimilation fantasies, end quote. A Russian national living in Sacramento, California pleaded guilty in federal court on January 8th to attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Between July 2020 and February 2021, Murat Kurashev, a 36-year-old handyman, funneled $13,000 via web-based money transfer services to two known couriers working for Farouk Fizimatov. The group is known for utilizing social media to post propaganda, recruit new members, and solicit donations for Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a terrorist organization active in Syria and previously affiliated with Al-Qaeda. According to court documents, records obtained from the money transfer services corroborate multiple transactions, typically in increments of $1,000 from Kurashev to the couriers in Turkey. The couriers usually retrieve the funds within 24 hours of transfer. The FBI also found evidence on Kurashev's phone showing a transfer of $200 worth of Bitcoin directly to a wallet for Fizimatov in February 2021. If convicted, he faces 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Somali-based extremists with Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab attacked a UN helicopter making an emergency landing in rebel-held territory on January 10th, killing one passenger and kidnapping five others. Six foreigners and one Somali citizen were on board the aircraft, which landed in Zintir village in central Somalia after experiencing engine failure. Al-Shabaab fighters shot and killed one individual who tried to escape. One remains missing. An aviation official said medical professionals and soldiers were on board the helicopter, which was on its way to Whistletown for a medical evacuation. A UN official confirmed the incident, saying that, quote, response efforts are underway. We're fully engaged on the issue and trying to resolve it, end quote. Al-Shabaab did not immediately claim responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group controls parts of southern and central Somalia and continues to carry out attacks on the country's capital, Mogadishu, and other areas while extorting millions of dollars annually from residents and businesses in its quest to impose an Islamic state. On January 10th, U.S. intelligence officials cautioned the public that there may be an increased risk of Lebanese Hezbollah militants attacking Americans in the Middle East and potentially in the U.S., as tensions escalate due to the terrorist group's recent assault on Israel. The Iran-backed militant group is most likely to target U.S. military or diplomatic personnel in the Middle East before setting its sights on American soil, according to four officials who did not provide details on what types of attacks Hezbollah might undertake. While individuals inspired by ISIS and Al-Qaeda have carried out lone offender attacks in the U.S. and Europe, Hezbollah has an extensive international network that gives the group the ability to use operatives to carry out an attack in the U.S. Hezbollah began firing rockets at Israel shortly after Hamas launched its October 7th attack to divert Israeli forces away from Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, noting the, quote, profound tensions in the region, This is a conflict that could easily metastasize, end quote. Other proxy groups, including Harakat al-Najuba, an Iraqi paramilitary group, have launched nearly 130 attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria since October 17th. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. Is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analyst attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to the local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ. Or tips at njohsp.gov.